Good morning. Today is Children's Sabbath. This is your day. Does that mean all the rest of the days are for the adults? No. We're just paying special attention and we're really enjoying all of your gifts today. This is really fun. Well, in the gospel lesson for today, Jesus has a couple of his disciples, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, the sons of thunder, and they want to know from Jesus, will you do whatever I ask? Have you ever asked your parents that? Mom, I'm going to ask you a question, but you have to say yes. You've never said that?
No.
You also never lie. That's what's so wonderful. When I was a kid, I used to say to my mom, Mom, I want you to, I have to ask you a question and you have to say yes. And do you think my mom said, oh yes, of course I'll say yes. She knew me, didn't she? Well, Jesus knew his disciples. And they said, we want to be the greatest. We want to sit on the right hand and left hand of you when you come into your glory. How many of you would want, how many of you want to be the greatest? You have been to too many of my children's sermons. How many of you would like to be the best soccer player in the world? Anybody? I don't play soccer either. Yeah, they don't let pet people. How many of you would like to be the best singer in the world? How many? All right, here's the tough question. How many of you want to be the richest person in the world? A couple of honest people. Well, you know, Jesus says to the disciples, you know, being the greatest, that's okay. But really, what we're called to be is servants. So I have a question. What's kind of the lowest thing in the world? A rock. What? A centrifuge? Oh, the center of the earth. You must stop going to those science classes. I was thinking of a little bug that you'd hardly even notice. He just crawls around eating leaves. Not a germ, a little tiny bug.
Plankton.
Don't you people know about caterpillars? Plankton are very small too. Caterpillars are tiny little creatures. And Jesus says to his disciples, you know what? When you serve people, that's really important. And that's kind of like being the lowest, being a servant, being a slave. It's like being a caterpillar. But do you remember what happens to a caterpillar? It turns into... There's a butterfly. I think Neil's playing with the butterfly. You see, what was made low has been made high. Yeah, and I think that's what Jesus is trying to say, that even when we're just servants and we're just taking care of people, that God's love makes us like butterflies. Beautiful, light, and able to fly in God's grace. So, you know, the butterfly, the caterpillar isn't the biggest and greatest critter on earth. It isn't the top of its game. But boy, is it beautiful in God's grace. And so are you. Kids may not have the most power, and they might not have the most ability to tell adults what to do, although that's plenty of that. But you are beautiful in God's eyes. You are God's butterflies. Thank you. You can go back to your places.